listening to the U Urban Bible Study Weekly Leaders Training Podcast. The U curriculum is especially created by and for urban and multi-ethnic churches. This podcast is designed to help leaders lead a Bible study using Lifeway's U Urban Bible Study resources. Each week, we examine a biblical passage, review some questions teachers may face, and give a practical teaching tip. I'm Dr. Mark Crossan, General Editor for the U Bible Study, and today I'm joined by Natasha Menifee, our Content Editor. Hello, Natasha.
Hello, Mark. We are at week two, the second study for the fall edition. And today we're going to talk about praying with passion. So it's something that we'll look at, and prayer is something that's actually not, surprisingly, not uncommon for everyone, even those who are not Christians. Because at some point in time, when a problem arises, everybody prays and asks God for help. Which is okay, because God wants us all to pray and talk to him. But I think the question that we're going to look at today and that we have to ask ourselves is, am I seeking God, or am I just seeking an answer or solution from God? And so in this session, we'll get an example of how to maintain a right focus when we pray from Daniel and his friends when they needed help from God. We'll see that they prayed, God answered. But in that, Daniel kept his focus on God and not just on the answer God gave him. So this is going to be a great lesson on praying with passion.
All right. So our point is, our prayers really do make a difference. So how can we pray then with passion? And so here's the first thing: make time to pray. Make time to pray. Let's start reading chapter 2 at verse number 13. The decree was issued that the wise men were to be executed, and they searched for Daniel and his friends to execute them. Then Daniel responded with tact and discretion to Arioch, the captain of the king's guard, who had gone out to execute the wise men of Babylon. He asked Arioch, the king's officer, "Why is the decree from the king so harsh?" Then Arioch explained the situation to Daniel. So Daniel went and asked the king to give him some time, so that he could give the king the interpretation. All right, so here's our first issue. Take time to pray. There's a crisis, right? This is a real crisis. If people are coming to execute you, that certainly fits in the category of crisis to me. And so there's a crisis happening in Daniel and the others' lives. But Daniel keeps his cool in the crisis. I like that. I like that. It says that Daniel responded with tact and discretion. He didn't just go off. He didn't say, "Let me give you a piece of my mind," right? You know, and as often people do. He kept his cool in the crisis and ultimately asked the king for an opportunity to put all of this on pause so he would have time to pray about what the next step was going to be, right? So this is a great little illustration. You really kind of have to read some of the background passages to see all that's going on. But there's where we sit in these first verses. What are you seeing here, Natasha?
What I was seeing in these verses was, like you, he was cool. And when he was facing a danger that was greater than him and the ability that he possessed, he recognized that. And he made good use of his time. He decided to pray instead of panic and worry. Not that his situation wasn't serious, because like you said, my life's in danger. It was serious. But he recognized this is greater than him. And so he took the time to pray. And the principle is make time to pray. Sometimes we think that, oh, there's an immediate situation and we get so caught up on our human timetable that we just think we need to act and we don't take the time to pause and pray and seek God. We sometimes forget that God does not function on man's time, but he functions on his. So I think this was a good reminder that we all need. There's always time for prayer. There's always time to stop, pause, and pray and to seek God, especially when we are facing situations that are greater than ourselves. And that's every situation that we face. So I like how Daniel, in the face of a hard situation, he made the time to pray. It was a natural response for him. It wasn't an afterthought. Prayer was his first thought.
So look, as you're teaching this lesson, make that point plain. It doesn't say take time to pray. It says make time to pray. And that means that your schedule might be crowded. Items might be imminent. Things might be pending, pushing, and maybe you don't even feel like there's time to pray in spite of all of that. Make time to pray. Daniel was on the execution block. Hold on. Give me some time to pray. Come on. All right. So make time to pray. Here's the second thing. Develop prayer partners. And verse number 17, develop prayer partners. Then Daniel went to his house and told his friends, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah about the matter, urging them to ask the God of the heavens for mercy concerning this mystery, so Daniel and his friends would not be destroyed with the rest of the Babylonians' wise men. The mystery was then revealed to Daniel in a vision at night, and Daniel praised the God of the heavens. And so everybody needs some prayer partners, right? And so develop prayer partners. Who is standing with you on a regular basis in prayer, right? And so Daniel immediately went to his three friends. And look, your closest friends ought to be people that can pray with you. And if your close friends don't pray, or maybe you need some new friends. Come on, that ought to be a thought out of this lesson. But he urged them to ask the God of heaven for mercy, and so that they wouldn't be destroyed along with the rest. So his friends, he knew that his friends would pray. This was not uncommon for them, apparently, to have these seasons of prayer. And so Daniel knew right where to go. And Daniel knew that prayer was more effective when more than one person prays, right? You can pray by yourself. Nothing wrong with praying by yourself. But the Bible says where two or three are gathered together, he said, I'm in the midst. And so there's more power when there's more prayer. And so God ultimately answered the prayer and revealed the mystery to Daniel. And now notice this, before Daniel told the king, Daniel praised the King of Kings. See that there? Before Daniel went to tell Nebuchadnezzar what was going on, Daniel took some time to close out his prayer with praise.
Yeah.
All right, that's great. What are you seeing here, Natasha?
I couldn't agree more. I saw the same thing. Everybody should have a group of people, friends, prayer warriors that they can call on. And if you can't pray with your friends, then I think it's time to reevaluate some things. He asked the others to join him in prayer. That was the other thing. He didn't just say, pray for me, and he didn't pray. he prayed and invited others to join him in prayer. So I think that's something else to point out. Nothing wrong with asking people to pray for you, but we have to pray as well. So he prayed and they prayed together. He saw the task ahead. It was great. And so he invited others to pray with him. It's great to have prayer partners to encourage, to hold you up. So I just encourage that to be the emphasis in this section. Not only that he prayed, he had others pray for him. And then he, you know, as we're going to see in the next section, he gave credit where credit was due to the God who answered the prayer.
All right. So there it is, the third section. Praise God for his answers. Praise God for his answers. And so let's start at verse number 20. And declared, may the name of God be praised forever and ever, for wisdom and power belong to him. He changes the times and seasons. He removes the kings and establishes kings. He gives wisdom to the wise and knowledge to those who have understanding. He reveals the deep and hidden things. He knows what is in the darkness, and light dwells with him. I offer thanks and praise to you, God of my ancestors, because you have given me wisdom and power, and now you have let me know what we asked of you, for you have let us know the king's mystery. Daniel answered the king, no wise man, medium, musician, or diviner is able to make known to the king the mystery he asked about. But there is a God in heaven who reveals mysteries, and he let King Nebuchadnezzar know what will happen in the last days. So, wow, what a powerful, powerful statement this is as Daniel makes this utter declaration. He recognizes who God is. He gives him praise and recognizing who he is, the one who wisdom and knowledge reveals the deep things, sees in the darkness, dwells with them. He is the God not only now, but of his ancestors. And Daniel said, nobody else could do this. No wise man, no median, no musician, no diviner. And so these are all people that feel like they have some other kind of spiritual connection or power or influence. And so Daniel says, I don't care what kind of spiritual connection, power, influence you have, none of them is able to do what our God can do. And our God revealed to the king what will happen in the last days. So he prayed the beautiful prayer of praise that Daniel gives. What are you seeing here, Natasha?
Yeah, I saw that same thing. It was a reverence of God's wisdom, his power. And it just kind of flowed. It started from that and made the progression, indicating that wisdom and power belong only to God. Then going on in verses, 21 and 22 and 23, stating who he is, where his knowledge came from. He didn't take any credit for himself. He gave all credit and thanks to God because he had given him that wisdom and power, not that he had it on his own. And because he had granted them what they asked in verse 23, and now you have let me know what we've asked of you. And you let us know the king's mystery. So he was thankful, not just for his own life, but we see he was thankful that his life and the life of his friends were spared. So he gave credit, as I said earlier, he gave credit where credit was due. He didn't take anything on for himself. And it was a specific prayer. He reverenced God's wisdom and power. He thanked him for extending that to him and for giving them the knowledge that would ultimately spare their lives before the king, which is a model for us as well. Sometimes we get the answer and then we get the answer and go. and we don't, we're deep in prayer when we petition for the problem, but when the answer and the prayer is answered, we quickly get amnesia. So I think it's a good reminder for us to give credit instantly where credit was due. You pointed out before he went and talked to the king, he talked to the King of Kings and he gave thanks. And I think that's what we have to begin to develop and embed in our own lifestyle as well.
All right. This is absolutely fantastic. And so you're going to have a great conversation around this lesson as we talk about this issue of praying with passion, not just praying, but praying with passion. And so if you're a Bible study teacher, I want you to hold on for just a moment because Natasha is going to give you a powerful teaching tip for today. But I just want to remind everybody that you need to get your own copy of the U Bible Study curriculum so that everybody can have one for themselves in their own hand. You can find it at u.lifeway.com. That's you.lifeway.com. It is our urban cultural forward Bible study. It comes in paper and digital formats. There's a personal study guide. Everybody needs that. But there's also in the back a teacher guide so that the teacher has extra insights to learn, to give to the lesson, and so that people who might be aspiring teachers can learn the process as they go along. And there are daily devotional pages that keep us engaged in the Bible every day. There's a beautiful leaders pack that makes the lessons even better and aligns with our Bible Studies for Life student and kids curriculum, so there's something for everybody. All right, Natasha, give us our teaching tip for today.
So for this session, before you teach, focus on leading others to pray, since we're dealing with praying passionately in this particular session. So plan to facilitate a dialogue where learners can share about times that they have prayed passionately, and be transparent and open with learners about a time when you've had to pray passionately, especially when you're discussing difficult subjects and events in life. And then just as it says in the session, that first principle, make time. So make some time prior to the end of class to partner up learners and prayer partners and give them the opportunity to pray for one another before the end of class.
All right, this is a great lesson. I'm sure you're going to have a great time in your classes with this one. And join us again for another U Bible Study podcast, because you never know where God will take you.